shot ahead of American duo Charlie Hoffman and Kevin Kisner, and it was a fairy tale comeback for Australian surfer Owen Wright, who won yesterday's World Surf League event at Snapper Rocks on the Gold Coast. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Compact and affordable Hyundai Elantra is now from just $20,990 drive away. To find out more, hurry into your nearest dealer or visit Hyundai.com.au. There's a trunk breakdown over at East Gardens, Wentworth Avenue, approaching Banks Avenue, eastbound Forestville, Warringah Road, just past the Roseville Bridge. There's a vacuum cleaner on the road, eastbound. Now we've got Matraville, Bunurong Road, near Franklin Street. There's a bus broken down, southbound Lane 3 is out of action there. Now the M4 motorway westbound on-ramp from Concord Road is closed. Use other ramps to access the M4 from Haybush Bay Drive or Parramatta Road. Details at livetraffic.com. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Kia's 7-day sale is on now. On top of great deals, receive a free $777 gift card across our award-winning range, including Serato, Sportage, Sorento and Carnival. Plus, every new Kia comes with Australia's only 7-year warranty, 7 years cap price servicing and up to 7 years roadside assist. Kia's 7-day sale ends March 26. Hurry into your New South Wales Kia dealer.
Private buyers and new vehicles only. Vehicles delivered by March 31. Warranty and gift card terms, visit kia.com.au.
This Friday, Sky Sports Radio takes you to Albury for their Big Cup Day.
Along with a $180,000 cup, there's the Guineas and the Flat Knacker.
John Scorse brings you the tips on race morning before James Tate calls all the action.
Friday on Sky Sports Radio.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winks.
Where will you be when Winks goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rumshill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winks continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning everyone, it's 10:06 with Sean Cosgrove. We've got racing today at Armidale. We'll find out the situation with the weather and track there shortly. Gary Cleese will join us and run through the preview for the meeting there today as well. Also this morning at 10:30 we'll be going Greyhounds. Mark Duclos will join us. At 11 o'clock, we'll have a look at Bathurst Harness Racing. Mick Dumsney there. Also, Bathurst Greyhounds tonight, too. Stuart Turner. Orange Gallops are on today. Mick Wallace will be at Orange, so we'll talk with him. We've got Victoria Clinton, Warren Huntley. And Gary Christopher, a little later on, will join us as well from Racing and Sports. And he'll run through what's happening from the weekend. What about Winks on the weekend? Goodness gracious me. Superlatives just fail you, don't they? When you see that performance, the way she just put the pedal to the metal and left everyone in the wake. Absolutely incredible. And you just run out of superlatives, you really do. Great day's racing, wasn't it? That's Benny Mellum on She Will Reign. Congratulations to Gary Portelli and all the team there. Gary Cleese joins us now. Morning, Gary.
G'day, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm good. A fine, but a heavy nine, Armidale, today.
Yeah. It's a shame. Look, it is overcast. You've got that overcast look about it, and I left Ballina about 4:15 this morning, and I never took my wipers off till about 20 minutes from the track here in a little place called Ebor, but it could rain there 12 months of the year and doesn't rain anywhere else. I mean, it's that type of little town, but it's overcast. It's a shame for the club because they've got a half-day holiday again today. Well, today, I mean, they've lost the half-day holiday for about 2, maybe even 3 years, I think it was, and then the club went back to the council and had a good talk to them. The council said, right, we'll give you another half-day holiday, which, I mean, it's got a couple of universities in it, and all the young ones come out and enjoy the races for the day. But, yeah, I just hope that rain keeps away. I really do. One thing about it, Sean, I think this is probably, well, but easily be my 20th Armidale Cup, doing it for whether 2KY or Sky, but this is the best I've ever seen this track. It's got a great grass cover on it, and they've had that little bit of rain over the last couple of months, which has really helped it along.
They did all that work on it. What was it, 12 months ago, Gary?
Yeah, well, probably more than that.
More, yeah.
There was a real nasty fall going out of the straight the first time. I mean, the camber went the wrong way. The camber shot him out to the outside fence. And look, I'd say it would have been probably 4 years ago. And Race New South Wales then put a lot of money in there and cammed the out of the straight and going down to that 1400 metre mark, which was vital at the cup start because they had to go past the winning post the first time. But the camber's beautiful now. It's got a great camber on it. But it's one of those tricky tracks, Sean. You're stuck on the bottom of the straight, 1900 metres. You'll work a little bit up the hill and you get the winning post and then you start rolling down the hill and you roll nearly to about the 1200 metre mark down the hill. Then you go up the hill again till you get up to about the 800 metre mark. Then you go down the hill and it's downhill from the 800 to the corner and then that little bit of a rise up the running. So it's one of those tracks. If horses have been in, performed good on, I've seen really good horses come in and get beat that can't handle down the hill and up the hill, if you get what I mean.
Yep.
It's just one of those, people, they do a magnificent job, but it's a tricky track, and that's why I like to see horses that have had a go on it somewhere along the line. Sometimes, particularly in the first year, you're seeing horses that have, only a couple of them having their first start that are trained here, but other than that, you just got to take the punt that they do in on the track, mate.
And I'm suggesting on a heavy track today, the little uphill run the straight might have a few white flags going up.
That's what it does, Sean. That's what it does. And I've always found here, you know, you can see them get to that top of the hill at the 800-metre mark, and they'll be travelling in behind the leaders and that. And for some unknown reason, they don't handle going down the hill. And it's probably not natural for a horse. They're trying to get a bit of a grip in the ground. And, and then by the time they turn the corner on a heavy track, what you're looking for is fit horses and then horses that have been over a trip that can have got the condition on their side. That's what I'm trying to get at, mate.
All right. Now, we'll go to the first today. This is for the T-Rolls, and here we have no scratchings. Number one, Mr. Grumpy, $1.70. Now, five, Table Mountain, $6.50. 12, I Am Twisted is $10. Two, First Family, 12, along with number 11, Hebrides Manoeuvre. 7, The Optimist is 14. 3, Its Relative, 15. 13, Jesse Prevails, 16. 8, Ecstastic is 34. Number 4, Lenny Let Loose is 51. 6, Victory Red, 61. And 7, Clifty. And number 10, Two and Well Go is $71.
No, no, well, I'm going against the grain here because, look, there's only a few of these that have been around the track and they're trained by Sterling Oswin, so they're trained here and trialled here. I'm 1572. Oh, look, I'm with the top of Mr. Grumpy. His teamwork win was really good when he led. He went to Corindai on Cup Day. He led again. He won there. He went to Warwick Farm. He wasn't disgraced. He was beaten 3.8 lengths in town. Now, I know he's got 62 kilos on his back, but he's also pops himself straight into a position. Rachel King knows him really good. She won two on him at Tamworth and Corindai, and I think he can take a bit of stitching. He's got the race experience, and the big watch is Five Table Mountain. He's on debut. He's from the former Sara Yardi by Animal Kingdom. I don't know if many of the Animal Kingdoms have gone around, Sean.
They haven't.
Would this be the first one?
No, one the other day, Earth Angel, out of Miss Finland, one, and bolted in at Ballarat. And I'll just have a quick look. I reckon there wouldn't be too many have gone around.
Right, okay. Well, I can see you now. This fella's trial really good. He trialled back in September at Scone. He was beaten 0.5 of a length in a trial. He wasn't knocked around. Then they tipped him out. They brought him back. He ran second in a trial at Scone a month ago, beaten 0.8 of a length. Roman Tycoon won the trial, and he came out and thrashed him on debut. And then he run third at Musselbrook, beaten 0.4 of a length 11 days ago and wasn't asked to do a lot. So, and looking at him off the replays, he's a really, really nice horse. And he's well tried up and he draws that good alley. What you'll like to see those debuters have. Zy Optimus is 7. He's not out of it. He ran third on debut and then he came back and ran second at Gunnedah. He ran second at third at Corindai behind Mr. Grumpy. And then he went to an open maiden at Hawkesbury and he was beaten a long way. But he's back to his two-year-old grade. And I like the trial of the two... First Family trialled really good. Sterling Oswin trains here and just sat outside the lead, had a pretty soft time down the running and won the trial and was pretty tractable in running. So that's what you need. And like I said, it has been on the track and trained on the track. But at the moment, I'm with the toppy, 1.5, 7, and 2 for me in race one.
All right. He's had the Earth Angels one and only four others to the races, and they've been placed as far as I can see. Yeah, there haven't been too many Animal Kingdoms going around yet.
Right, yeah. Well, he might be a good side too because this fella trialled up good and he looked really good in the trials of style of you. I've never seen him in a mounting up, but we'll get a good guide when he comes in anyway, mate.
All right. Now, race two. And here we pull out numbers 2, 4, 6, and 7, Vapors, Sojourn, Decider, and House Winds. Now, Tenasurgy, 260, 14 Valley Crossing, 340, 3 in Aretha is 460, 1 Never Tardy, 750, 5 Tennessee Vega, 21, along with 9 Linked. Then 11 at the Pub, also 21, 12 Cuthbert Gold, 21, 8 Lucky Rhythm, 26, and 13 My Love is $61 pop.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm 3, 10, 1, and 14. I'm in the three-nar reaper here. Now, I've seen this mare before. She was formerly trained by Tracy Bartley, and I saw her back in July. I think it was, well, it was Cup Day, 14th of July, and that big maiden beyond Code of Silence, and see some forms come out of that race. Really, really strong race. Then she went to Wong and run second. Three winners have come out of it. She ran fourth at Gosford. Two winners have come out of it. And then her next run at Wyong, that was 7 weeks ago, where she failed. Three winners have come out of it. She's in the Wyong Gavin Lockyard here. She would have done plenty of work on the track. And I think she's only got to bring that provincial form and be anywhere near right in the mounting yard to be very hard to beat. Kenneth Surgery, one run back. I like his run first up at Scone. There was improvement. It was only 900 metres. He draws good with Rachel King aboard. The 1100 will definitely suit him a lot better. Subway Never Tardy's had three goes. We saw him on debut in the big maiden at Walker, and look, he didn't handle down the hill that day, but that was his debut run. Then he run third at Gunnedah, but he came back here and he run third. He'd be on My Little Diva, only beaten 3.3 lengths. So he's getting better with each run, and he's had a go on the track. And I'm showing the 14 Valley Crossing. She ran third at Grafton behind Dream Scarlet, and a really hot maiden beaten 0.8 of a length. Went back behind Runaway Ready and another strong maiden. They run a record that day, and she has run and been placed on rain-affected ground. A little bit of a sticky gate for her, but she's just getting better with each run, getting better in the mounting yard. 3, 10, 1, and 14 in race two.
Yeah, Serge, you didn't have much luck that day at Scone, did it? And when it got out, it ran on nicely.
Yeah, it copped a couple of bumps, and probably the best part, Sean, was that was 900, and you would think 1100 metres.
Yeah.
He's going to be a little bit more handy, but there was that bit of a wobbling hour about the 200-metre mark when he had trouble getting out.
Yep. Now, the next, we pull out 2 Kemp and 7 Ducatia. 13 Lusitania is $3.50. 14 Mistress Rose, $4. 1 Call Me Brad, $5.50. 10 Mother's Present, $6.50. 9 Closely Related, $9.50. 3 My Boy Fred at $13. 8 Mutual Agreement, $14. 6 Drop Your Bundle, $15. 5 Arlington Heights, $26. 12 Lady Sabago, $34. 11 Sizzling Sue, $61. 4 with a bonus, $81.
Well, I've left Lusitania out. Only simple reason, 4 goes on the wet and no placings. It has been beaten a fair way. It could be proven completely wrong, but I'm 1, 10, 9, and 14. I like the top eight here. Call Me Brad. He should have won a maiden well before now. He's had 12 goes and he's been placed 4 times. I've seen a lot of him over the time, but I like his first up run at Kalindai. He had no luck. He was held up on the corner. He had to get out wide and he dived late, beaten 1.7. He can handle given the track. And that one gate's going to be very, very important to him. 10 Mother's Present. Well, when you see her in the yard, you won't see any fitter mare than her. She is just rock solid. She was good at Walker Cup Day, running second behind Cobbin Co. Came back and is a diva, beat a 1.3. She had 5 goes on the wet, 3 placings. Draws well, well weighted, but a very, very fit mare. 9 Closely Related, trained here by Sterling Oslin, been placed on rain affected ground. She's another one you would have thought would have won a maiden a long time ago, but she's just struggling at the moment. And I've thrown the bottom weight here, Mistress Rosie. Only a lightly raced filly to take the winkers off her. She wanted to go a little bit hard and running at Muswellbrook when she led, and she was run down late. Prior to that, she'd run second at Kalindai behind Tiger beaten 2.2 of a length. So I think the winkers coming off and a 2 kilo weight drop. 1, 10, 9, and 14 in race three.
Now the fourth, we take out 7 Smart Bet, 9 Sebring Magic, 6 Mashani Scout, $2.80, 3 Kilmarnock at $3.50, 4 Zarabil, $5.50, 1 Backhouse Billy at $6, 2 Dynamic Dynasty, $8, 5 Supreme Goddess, $14, 8 Metro Myth, $71, and 10 Casino Gift, $26.
What price is 6 Mashani Scout?
$2.80.
Hard to beat. 6, 4, 1, 3. Now I'm with him here, Mashani Scout. He's only had the one run for the new stable. Shane Edmonds has got him at Inverell. He bolted in here the other day. He just went bang, and he put pay to him. I mean, you look at his prior runs, prior to Shane getting him. He run third at Ipswich. He run sixth at Doomben, had a 16 and a 65 running. He run seventh at Doomben in a 60 rating. He drops here with a limit weight, and he just raced away from him. He's won on heavy ground, and he's won on soft ground, and he gets the light weight and draws good, and he's a good trainer, Shane Edmonds. He was a former top apprentice. He won the apprentice title in Sydney going back many, many years. He's a very, very good trainer. And a very good horseman. I like it. I think before Zara Buell, beautifully placed horse. She bolted in here 3 runs ago to win by 10. She fell in to win at Muswellbrook, but she had to come back to the 17th. And then she went beyond Mascani Scout the other day. She did have 59. So the key with her today, she drops 2.5 kilos and draws good. I'm giving Backhouse Billy a big chance despite the 60 kgs. Blinker's come off him today. He knows him really good. Magana just put him asleep and let him have the last crack at him. And Sweet Kilmanock, I don't know if it was any fluke, but I mean, he wasn't doing any gap until Grafton last start when he beat Candlelake, but he just went bang. He come from near last and rounded them up, and he has won. He's had three goes, or three wins out of 12, and one of those wins have been here, but he's only got to reproduce what he did at Grafton today to be the other day to be a big player. 6-4, 1-3 in race four.
All right, race five, put a line through 1, Unknown Destiny, 7, Rocketorio, and 13, and God I Trust. Now, 3, Gemini is a $4 pop. 5, Try and Run Amok, $4.60. 11, Prada Miss, $4.80. 4, She's Invincible, $6. 12, Bob's Warrior, $7. 8, Kylie's Rocking is $11. Now, 2, Admiral Ruff, $14. 6, London Ladies, $16. 9, Dos Santos, $21. 10, Exilero, $23.
Yeah, well, I'm with the 5. I try to stumble around the 5 and the 2. Admiral Ruff, he's not entitled to be that price. He'll be a lot short of that by the time they jump the 2. But I'm 5, 2, 11 and 3. I'm with 5, Try to Run Amok. He's a real game horse. He also can put himself into a position. He's had 3 goes here at Armidale for winning a placing. He had 8 goes on a wet for 2 wins, 3 placing. He draws good. Like I said, he'll just bounce out. What, he had 57.5 today, and he had 58.5 at Scone Friday. That he's run third behind the graph, beating the length. I like him. I think he can either lead or pop himself in behind the leader. I'd like to see him lead here today because he's nice and fit, and he'll take a bit of stitching. 2, Admiral Ruff. He's a very, very good little horse on this track. He's a 3 times winner. He's won 5 overall, and 3 of his wins have been here. He's a good wet tracker. He draws good. And his run was terrific at Kempsey the other day behind Prince Command, money beaten a length. He was diving at him late. Molly Partridge has had a lot to do with him over the time. It's going to be hard to beat it. This is a real good filly, the 11th Prada Miss. So I just want to see her behave herself a little bit at the gates. Like, she won on debut here, and then she lost the rider out of the gates, Benny Lookerator. Then she came back and had no luck. She ran fourth at Tamworth and run 30 behind Bullet Kids. And Bullet Kids come out to win very easy his next run, but she just got herself very worked up in the gates. If she walks in and behaves herself right with Rachel Murray aboard, maybe Rachel can just calm her down. She could be a big player. And 3 Gemini's racing good. There's nothing wrong with her. She just went out of the grade in that Class 5 championship qualifier behind Cogley Air, but was insane. That she wasn't disgraced, and she won at Port. And she has won on wet ground. Just creeps up to the 59.5. That's my only worry with her. 4-2, 11-3 in race 5.
Now, race 6, put out 1 Prince Maytead, 2 Run Cannon Run, 3 Emperor of Oz, 4 Flukes, 8 Touch Sensitive, 9 Night Temper. For the 7 Bowie's Babe is $4.40. We've got 3 of them here. We've got 5 Salerno at $3, 6 Hamoon Boy at $3, 10 Racecraft $3.80, and 7 Bowie's Babe $4.40. You'd almost flip a coin here.
No way. The moment this track turned, yeah. I had him nowhere in the mix, this horse. The moment this track turned from yesterday, I had it a slow track and I'd give him probably a rough hope. I'm 6, 7, 5, and 10. I'm with him, Hamoon Boy. He just grows on leg this horse in wet ground. He's an 8 times winner. 5 of his wins have been on wet ground. You look at his last 4 runs. He struck a good track at Canamble. He struck a good track at Eagle Farm. He struck a wet track at Tamworth when he run third behind Sergeant Dates beating the length. Then he had a good track at Walker and a good track at Corindon. He's screamer. And 54. He is just in. He's going to be very, very hard to beat. 7 for the Danger Bowie, but nice man. She goes good. Leon Davis has got her. She's 1-for-1 here at the track. She's won 2 overall and 2 of the wins. So she won 4 overall and 2 of the wins have been on wet ground. And she wasn't disgraced in that big lightning at Corindai there, beaten 2.9. Salerno's in around the mix. He resumes here. He's had a nice little soft trial 5 weeks ago at Gosford. He was only beaten 0.2 of a length in the trial. He's had 14 goes, 3 wins. He's won 2 on wet ground. He wasn't really asked to do a lot in the trial. And 10 race cup. He went to the Guy Cup. He was disappointing, but he'll be the run-on horse late. But Hamoon Boy, when he steps out here, he'll giggle. He loves this type of ground. 6, 7, 5 and 10 in race 6, Sean.
Does he get the giggles when he hears a tap dipping, does he?
There you go, Sean.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he'll probably make a liar of me today and want to handle the track.
That's right.
You know, there he is. Here he is. He has never been to the track before. He's never been here. Salerno's never been here. Hamoon Boy's never been here. Bowie's Babe had 1 go on the track for 1 win, and Racecraft's been here twice for 2 duck eggs. Mm. So Bowie's Babe's got the track for him.
There you go. All right, the 7th, the Armidale Cup. Now we take our 100 jack to halfway to heaven. 4 Star of Legs, number 6, Carry Me Gigi, 7 LGs, and number 15, Bob's a Dazzler. Now, 10 Lonely Orphan is $4.60. 11 Secret Web, $4.80. 5 Carry On Jake, $5, with 12 Settle the Future. We then go to 9, New Divide, 7.50, 13 Go Dragon at 8.50, 16 to Barley, 13, 8 Kingston Times, 16, 14 Packin, 17, and number 3, He's Dreaming is $31.
Yeah, it's a shame, Hunter Jack and Star of Leagues, even halfway to heaven, he had the speed in the race. He was the horse that was going to go out and open up the field because he loves to roll along, but nevertheless, not going to be there today, will be here today. On 5, 13, 11 and 12, I'm with him here. Carry on, Jake. Look, he was really humming last preparation. He won a Class 3 year beat in Metro Myth. He came back and he beat Yumanji. He ran third at Grafton behind Jimmy Hoffa in a hot race. Jimmy Hoffa went back and run really well at Eagle Farm. They gave him a little bit of a freshen up with this race in mind. He ran fourth here in an 1,100 metre race behind Rothbury, or Grafton behind Rothbury, getting to the line hard. And then he won the Gyro Cup beating Our Masquerade. Now, he's been here 3 times to the track. And he's had 3 wins under his belt. He's carried 59, 59, 57, and he gets 53 kilos on his back here today. And his wet form, he's a 2-9 winner out of 4 goes on wet track. I like him. I think he just grows a leg when he gets to this fellow, comes down that hill and he bounces off the corner, and I think he's going to be hard to run down. I made the Danger 13 Go Dragon. Look, I made him one of the best bets of the day here, 4 runs ago. And look, he had no luck. It was excuses. You could write a book on him where things went wrong. Then he went back and run fifth at Grafton behind Napashini, was beaten 3. He ran fourth at the Gold Coast behind Fast Arrow, beaten 2.9. But, well, I liked his running here last up. And the beauty about him, Leanne Henry, he pit racked right through his old form. Leanne had a lot to do with him. He's a 6 times winner. And I'd nearly say somewhere along the line she's won only 5 times. But he was just held up at a vital stage where she likes to get going on him, Leanne here. He was just held up. He still found the line good at 2.8 when running second beyond Elegy. So he's going to be a big player. 11 Secret Webs, never been here. Paul Perry's got him, but he was really good to win the Corindai Cup. You would have thought halfway down the run on this fellow was going to get run down, but he dug deep. Now, he did run sixth in a Tauri Cup over 2,000 metres behind Olympic Academy, beating 2.9, and he has had 3 goes of the 19 for 2 placings. He hasn't won, but I thought he was very, very good in that Corindai Cup. And 12, Settle the Fortune, 4 runs back. Greg Bennett, really spot on. He'd have him A grade here today. He's off 2.5 kilos on that 30 behind LG and the Cup prelude. I wouldn't worry about the gate with him, and I wouldn't worry about the track with him. I reckon Greg would have him spot on. I think he'd love to go and win an Armidale Cup. And before he actually goes out, he'd like to win one because he's a good supporter of the club. 5, 13, 11 and 12 for me. In the big one of the day, Sean.
All right, that brings us to the final event, race 8. Now, this is being run at 20 past 5 this afternoon. And the scratchings from it. Now, we take out number 3 under the thumb, 4 Time Stripper and 7 Scarlet's Choice. 6 Rosetta's Comet, $2.90. Number 2 Jachili, $4.20. 8 Clevedon House, $6. Number 5 Lisa Lass, $6.50. 11 Ridges Pride is $10. Number 9 Miss Sow, $11. 12 Falvina, 18. 1 Captain Timo, 21. 14 and God I Trust, 23. 10 Arcanizo is 31. 13 Raymond Silver, 51.
Okay, I was just thinking of something else. Rosetta's Comet, what price, Sean?
$2.90.
$2.90, okay. 6, 11, 9, 2. I'm with her here, Rosetta's Comet. She's beautiful, mare. Jane Clement trained. She's had 2 goes here, 1 win, 1 placing. She's had 4 runs back. Let's go through her form. Fourth up, he run fourth for 12 beyond Indiana, beaten 3 lengths. Third at Walker on Cup Day behind a good horse in Desert Marshall. Second on at Corindai on Cup Day behind Time Stripper. And run 8th of 9th at Eagle Farm behind Charmerel, beaten 8.4. She just mightn't have been quite up to city grade, but well, I could hit it. And I like that lightweight with her. She just comes around that 54, and she can handle wet ground, and I just think she's beautifully placed today. I got 11 Ridges Pride. Look, I don't think he's one of the roughest. He wasn't doing a lot, but with him saying that, he was behind horses called This Is Australia and Rothby, beaten 5 and 5, and then he runs second here behind Swift Reply, and he had 56. He dropped a couple of kilos, won here before, and I like his last one. I thought there was a little bit of merit. He might be getting back into some sort of form. If there's a knockout, it could be the 9 Mosto here. Nice, fit little mare, Georgie Woodward's got her. She runs 60 here behind Swift Reply, beaten a couple of lengths. She's a winner on wet ground, and she gets a lightweight. And 2 Jachili, look, I would have liked to have him on top. He just worries me a little bit with this track. That's my only query, and particularly getting to the last of it. Does start the chop up. He's not really at home in it, but he's not a bad horse, this little guy, and he's 1-for-1 at the track, and he gets that claim for young Jackson Murphy and draws good, but just a little bit of concern getting into the last, how much it does top out. 6, 11, 9 and 2 for me in the last, Sean.
All right, anything stand out today, swimmer-wise, the moon boy?
No. I think he can win. I'm not going to make him one of the best because Sean will get the first four, and that is only four runners. Race 4, number 6, Mashani Scout. Yeah, I like his winning last start. I like Shane Edmonds as a trainer. And I reckon he'll have his spot on. So race 4, number 6, Mashani Scout. Look, if he can lob and put a little bit on Hamoon Boy at the shorts and then just double up in the last year for race 8, number 6, Rosetta's Comet. I think she's going to be very hard to beat. Just forget her Eagle Farm run and look at her prior form, and she's a winner here. So race 4, number 6, Mashani Scout. Race 8, number 6, Rosetta's Comet. And then we'll go the quaddy numbers. We'll go 5, 2 and 11 in the first leg. Shorten her up in the next leg. Just the 6 and 7, then 5, 13, 11, 12, and 6, 11, 9, 2. So that shouldn't cost you much, but probably could stand a moon boy out, but if there's a knockout, it might be Bowie's Babe to knock him out of it. So 5, 2, 11 in the first leg, 6 and 7 second, 5, 13, 11, 12, and 6, 11, 9 and 2, Shauna.
Good on you, Gary. We'll talk to you later on. Hear your late mail today.
Good on you, Sean. Thanks,
Bone. Gary Cleese there at Armidale today with a finer heavy nine there. It's almost 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Don't miss your opportunity to trade your weanlings and broodmares to Australia's biggest buying bench at the 2017 Inglis Australian Broodmare and Weanling Sale. April 10 to 12, Newmarket, Sydney. Supplementary entries close April 3. Visit inglis.com.au.
When it comes to the New South Wales Autumn Carnival,
Sky Sports Radio leads the way.
This Thursday, Kembla Grange presents their Provincial Championship Qualifier.
At 10 a.m, get the Kembla tips, followed by the National Racing Service.
Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Going Greyhound is brought to you by the 2018 Richmond Riches Race Series. Details and nominations now available at richmondgreyhounds.com.au.
Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds. This 20th day of March 2017. We have had a massive weekend of greyhound racing and it will continue this coming weekend. Our guest today on Going Greyhounds, Jason McKay, the trainer of Group 1 Tab Melbourne Cup winner, Ando's Mac, who returned in the heat of the Group 2 Maitland Cup last Thursday afternoon. Jason's about to join us to tell us how Ando's Mac has pulled up and moving forward into the final this Thursday afternoon, where he's drawn box number 2. And those heats of the Maitland Cup, I'll go through those winners in just a moment. Bill Wilson, who is the track maintenance manager for Greyhound Racing New South Wales, he'll be along a little bit later. There's been a lot of conjecture about the tracks in New South Wales, the amount of meetings that have been abandoned, and we're going to get to the bottom of this with Bill, who'll give us his thoughts on what the problem is, whether it's bad luck or bad management. Brenton Scott from the GBOTA and the New South Wales Greyhound Racing Industry Alliance will be along to give us an update as far as the industry panel's reform report is concerned and when we expect something to come back from government in regards to that. And Brad Adam will be along a little bit later in the program to talk about the 2018 Richmond Riches Race Series. Those noms are available now until March the 31st. We'll also chat about what was a sensational night on Friday night at Richmond. But let's get into the feature race results. And on Thursday afternoon, heats of the Group 2 Maitland Cup. Cosmic Air ran 25 even. Outside Pass and Ando's Max staged a